Okay, very good morning, Chief. My name's Nick Nambu-Spatzer, Commander-in-Chief, tiptv.co.uk. The date, Tuesday the 28th of October. We're here at 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport, live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas, strong conviction tips for short-term trading activities. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Let's move on to some live charting straight away, if we can. Can we kick off with the FTSE 100, up 24 at the moment, around the sort of 6,400 area? Is there anything you can conclude by sort of last day or two's activities?
Well, basically, I sort of suggested that below 6,446, which was, I can't see very well on this chart, but 6,446 was the initial October support. And I said below that, we needed to have evidence that the market could deliver a new leg to the upside. The high yesterday was 6,443. So technicals do
old support, new resistance.
Yep. So I would probably be waiting on the FTSE to break back above 6,446 on an end of day close basis. Otherwise, if you're aggressive, you'd be looking at buying towards the 10-day moving average, which is around 6,360 at the moment, 6,330 at the moment, and hoping that that will hold the market. But below that, below the 10-day line would be a little bit dangerous for leading UK stocks.
Okay, but I remember. When sort of involved in the markets heavily, the 10-day moving average, okay, was basically an indication of where the fast money was, i.e. trading above it, bullish, trading below it, bearish.